dive into hardware.
Okay.
Specifically, printers and scanners in the Streamline NX world. I mean, obviously, you know Streamline NX, you're familiar with the platform.
Yeah.
But today we're going really deep on how these physical devices become part of this, you know, this whole ecosystem mm-hmm. of print management.
Yeah, it's interesting because I feel like it's very easy to get caught up in the software side of things.
Right.
But the printers and the scanners themselves, that's where the rubber meets the road, right? That's where the magic happens.
So let's, okay, I like that analogy. So we're talking about Streamline NX as this kind of control center. But
yeah.
instead of like, you know, spaceships or robots, we're managing printers and scanners.
Exactly.
How, what's the best way to kind of wrap our heads around mm-hmm. how those all connect and work together?
So think about it this way. You have your Streamline NX core server, right?
Right.
And that's really the brains of the operation, right? Mm. That's handling all of the central management tasks. And then you have your delegation servers, and those are really like the workhorses. They're handling the actual processing of print jobs and enforcing, you know, all of your print rules.
Right.
And then, of course, let's not forget about the MIE server.
Of course, yeah.
Which is your go-to for anything related to mobile printing or printing over the internet.
Right. And those are the core components that, you know, most people listening are probably already familiar with.
Right.
But where do the actual printers and scanners themselves fit into that?
Yeah, so there are kind of a couple of different ways to approach that. So you have what's called device direct print, which is about as straightforward as it sounds.
Okay.
A device that's set up this way basically bypasses Streamline NX altogether. So it's really just communicating directly with a computer.
Got it.
So it's a simpler setup. It might be a good fit for maybe smaller environments where you don't need all the bells and whistles of, you know, centralized management.
It's like choosing between a direct flight and one with a layover. Sometimes you just got to get there.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But if you're looking for more control, you know, tighter security and all those really granular management features that Streamline NX is known for, that's where integration really comes in.
Okay.
So now we're talking about, you know, central management of all your devices. So from discovering them on the network to pushing out firmware updates, configuring all the settings, all from one place.
Yeah. And not to mention the security aspect of it.
Absolutely.
You know, it's one thing to have a printer that works. It's another thing to have one that's actually secure in today's, you know, increasingly scary world.
Right. And that's where Streamline NX really shines, because you can enforce user authentication.
Right.
So you control who prints what, you keep sensitive information safe, plus you get all those detailed reports. You can really track usage and kind of optimize those costs.
So it's like having a security guard and an efficiency expert all rolled into one.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So it seems like a no-brainer for most businesses then.
I would say so, yeah.
To really go with that integration.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the stars of the show then. The printers and scanners themselves.
Okay.
Can Streamline NX handle any device out there, or are we talking specific compatibility here?
So while Streamline NX does support a wide range of devices, where it really shines is when you're working with devices that have what are called SLNX embedded applications.
Okay.
So these applications are designed specifically to work with Streamline NX and really unlock all of its management capabilities.
So there's a difference between just being compatible and having this really tight integrated experience.
Exactly.
Can you give me an example of what that would look like in action?
Yeah. So a great example is something called the full native architecture, which you'll find on some devices.
Okay.
And with full native, the SLNX application, it actually lives directly on the device's control panel.
Oh, wow.
So you don't even need to install a separate client on the device itself. It's all about streamlining that experience.
Streamlining. I like it.
Yeah.
Music to my ears. So deeper integration means a smoother, you know, more feature-rich experience.
Exactly.
Got it. What about those situations where you have, you know, maybe some non-RICO devices in the mix? Can they play along?
They can, to a certain extent. So Streamline NX offers a feature called third-party device support, which, as the name suggests,
makes sense.
Allows you to integrate devices from other manufacturers into your Streamline NX environment.
Okay.
Now, it might not offer the same depth of integration as those RICO devices with the embedded applications, but it's a great option for organizations that have, you know, a mixed fleet of devices.
Flexibility is key. So let's say I've just unboxed this brand new shiny printer and it's, you know, fully compatible with Streamline NX. What's the first step? How do I introduce it to the system and get it ready for action?
Yeah, so that's where device discovery comes in.
Okay.
And Streamline NX makes this super easy. It can scan your network automatically, find those compatible devices,
Nice.
or you can manually add a device if you know its IP address. But essentially, it's Streamline NX kind of shaking hands with the device and saying, all right, you're officially part of the team now.
I love how Streamline NX is always thinking ahead about like how to make the
Great.
admin's job easier.
Streamlining.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody wants to just do a bunch of tedious setup. But discovery is
Right.
just the first step, right?
Right.
What about configuring the device,
Yeah.
making it fit into my, specific environment and workflows and all of that?
So that's where templates and tasks become your best friends.
Okay.
So templates, think of those as like blueprints for your devices.
Okay.
You can create a template with very specific settings, so, security protocols, default print settings, even energy-saving
Oh,
configurations.
wow.
And then you can apply these templates to either individual devices or even groups of devices.
So it's like having a master control panel where I can like fine-tune the behavior
Yeah.
of all these different devices
Exactly. Yeah.
with just a few clicks.
Precisely. And it helps you enforce consistency across your fleet, which is, really important for security and just, making sure everything's running smoothly.
Yeah, so like I could have, my marketing department's printers automatically default to color printing.
Right.
And accounting could be black and white, duplex by default.
Exactly. Exactly.
Love it, love it. Okay, and then what about tasks? How do those fit into this whole picture?
So tasks are how you actually push out actions to your devices.
Okay.
So let's say you need to install the latest firmware update on all your printers.
Right.
You would create a task, you would schedule it for, an off-peak time, and Streamline NX handles it automatically.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like having this team of like invisible IT assistants that are like working tirelessly behind the scenes.
I like that
So I
analogy.
don't even have to think about it. It just happens.
Exactly. You can focus on, the bigger picture and let Streamline NX handle those day-to-day management tasks.
Now let's talk about security. Always top of mind, right, for any IT professional. How does Streamline NX approach authentication and access control when it comes to these integrated devices?
So Streamline NX takes a very multi-layered approach to security, and authentication is a key part of that.
Okay.
So you have a lot of different options for controlling who has access to your devices and what they can do with them.
Okay, let's break that down a little bit. What are the different authentication methods that Streamline NX supports?
So one very common one is card reader authentication.
Okay.
So this is where, users would tap their ID card on a reader connected to the device to log in and print their documents.
Right, you see that a lot with like, just getting into office buildings and things like that.
Exactly.
Secure areas, it makes sense to apply that same kind of thinking to printing.
Exactly. It's very familiar. It's a familiar experience for most office environments. Adds that extra layer of security.
Okay, so that's card readers. What else is there?
You can also go with a simpler approach, like PIN codes. So users just enter their unique PIN on the device's control panel to authenticate. So it's easy to use, doesn't require any additional hardware.
Simple, straightforward.
Yeah.
What about, for organizations that need something even more, robust.
Right. So for those situations, Streamline NX can integrate with external authentication servers.
Okay.
So think, LDIP, Active
You're using
Directory.
good guns.
Exactly. And that allows you to centralize your authentication process and leverage your existing user directory infrastructure.
So you've got options depending on, your security needs, your existing infrastructure.
Right.
Flexibility is key.
Exactly.
But let's say, somebody forgets their ID card or they can't remember their PIN. Are they just out of luck?
No, not at all. So Streamline NX has this great feature called cached user information.
Okay.
And essentially what this means is the system can securely store user credentials on that delegation server. So this allows for what's called offline authentication. So even if the connection to that, let's say, Active Directory server is temporarily down,
Right.
users can still log in and print.
It keeps things moving. I
Yeah.
like it.
No.
But what about those situations where, let's say a user's password changes in Active Directory?
Right.
Does that mean we have to go in and manually update it in Streamline NX as well?
That's a great question because that's, obviously that could be a huge headache.
Right.
But thankfully, Streamline NX has you covered there too. It has password synchronization options.
Oh.
So if a user's password changes in your central directory, it'll be automatically updated in Streamline NX as well. So no need for manual updates, no discrepancies.
just works. I love it. Okay,
Exactly.
so we've got our devices integrated. We've talked about securing them, managing them. What about customizing how they behave in different situations?
Right.
Like, can you give us some examples of how Streamline NX really lets you fine-tune that behavior
Yeah.
based on, what the user is doing or, whatever the situation might be?
Yeah. So you're talking about workflow profiles.
Okay.
And this is where things get really, really interesting because you can define exactly how a device responds to different user actions.
Okay, like what? Give me an example. I'm hooked.
Okay. So let's say you've got a team that's working on a highly confidential project.
Okay, yeah.
You could create a workflow profile that automatically routes any documents they scan to a specific highly secure folder that's only accessible to authorized personnel.
So you're not just managing devices, you're orchestrating these whole workflows to like streamline
Exactly.
those processes and make sure things stay, locked down.
Exactly. Exactly. It's all about, working smarter, not harder. And because we live in this world of integrations, a lot of organizations have maybe legacy print management systems.
Yeah.
Streamline NX actually has connectors for those as well. So these are called external school system connectors or XSCs.
Catchy.
Yes. And they basically allow Streamline NX to play nicely with other print infrastructures that you might have in place.
So even if they've got, some legacy system, you can still kind of bring it under the Streamline NX umbrella.
Exactly.
Very cool. Okay, what about remote management? Because today's world, IT admins, they're often having to trotroubleshoot devices that are, who knows where. How does Streamline NX handle that?
You're right, remote access is essential these days.
Yeah.
And so Streamline NX offers something called the at-remote connector.
Okay.
And this allows admins to really diagnose and troubleshoot devices from anywhere. So think of it as having, this virtual toolbox that lets you reach through the network and work your magic no matter where that device is physically located.
That changes everything for IT support.
It
No
does.
more rushing across town to fix a paper jam.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, but with all of this connectivity comes, the need for even more robust security, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, how is Streamline NX making sure that all these connections, all this data flying around is kept safe?
Yeah, security is always paramount, especially when you're talking about, device integration and all this data. So Streamline NX relies heavily on, secure communication protocols. So we're talking SSL and TLS
Yeah.
to encrypt all that communication between the devices and the server.
So it's like putting all those those print jobs, the data, whatever, in like an unbreakable digital envelope,
Exactly.
even when it's traveling from, some remote device back to the server.
You got it. And we're not just talking any SSL or TLS. Streamline NX uses the latest and greatest versions, right? So we're always making sure those connections are as secure as possible.
Staying ahead of the bad guys, basically.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's good to know. What about there's a lot of older, kind of less secure encryption methods out there that may still be, kind of lurking in some systems.
Right.
Does Streamline NX still use those?
Yeah.
Or do you have the option to like disable those?
So that's a great question. Streamline NX gives you that granular control over your security settings,
Okay.
and that includes the ability to disable those older encryption methods. So you're not stuck with anything, outdated. You can choose what you need and what's, best for your organization.
Love it.
Yeah.
But let's face it, even with the most amazing security, things happen, right?
Right.
Things break, things go wrong. How does Streamline NX help me when those inevitable hiccups happen?
Yeah, troubleshooting is just part of life in IT, right?
Yeah.
But Streamline NX gives you a bunch of different tools to kind of play detective and get to the bottom of these issues. So first and foremost are your system logs. And these are basically like a detailed diary of everything that's happening within the system.
So if a device isn't talking properly or a print job goes, haywire,
Yeah.
I can go into these logs and see what happened when.
Exactly. You can see when a device connected, what settings were applied, any errors that occurred. It's all time-stamped, it's organized. You can filter by specific devices or users or time periods.
So it's like having a time machine for your print environment.
Yeah.
I like it.
Exactly.
But sometimes, just digging through text logs can be kind of a pain.
Right.
Is there anything else that can help make that troubleshooting process a little easier, a little bit more, I don't know, user-friendly?
Right. So sometimes you need more than just, you know, a text-based log.
Right.
So that's where performance counters and monitoring tools come in.
Okay.
So these can give you know, a more visual representation of your system health and activity. So think graphs, charts, real-time data.
Much easier to wrap your head around.
Exactly. And you can monitor things like, you know, how many print jobs are being processed per minute? What's the average print job size? How many users are actively printing?
So I can spot those trends, those bottlenecks, before they become, big problems.
Exactly. It's like having a dashboard for your print environment.
I love that.
Yeah.
So if all of a sudden I see print jobs spiking or a particular server just getting slammed, it's going to tell me, hey, heads up.
Exactly. And to make things even easier, you can actually configure what are called SNMP traps.
Okay.
And these provide real-time event notifications.
So those are kind of like, I don't know, like those notification bells you get on your phone, but instead of
Yeah.
telling me about a new message, it's telling me, hey, you've got a printer offline or.
Exactly. You can configure those for all sorts of events. So, you know, like you said, a device going offline, a printer running low on toner, even potential security issues.
Oh, wow.
So you can respond to these issues often before users even realize there's a problem.
Proactive. I like it.
Exactly.
Okay, this has been really eye-opening. We've covered a ton today, from just the different ways to integrate these devices to obviously the security aspect, troubleshooting. Is there anything else about Streamline NX that you think maybe most people don't realize or think about that could really make a difference in their experience?
Yeah, I think one thing that often gets overlooked is the importance of ongoing optimization.
Optimization. Okay, I like the sound of that. Tell me more.
It's easy to get, you know, really caught up in that initial setup and configuration,
Right.
but the real magic with Streamline NX is when you really start digging into the data
Okay.
and then fine-tuning the system to really meet your specific needs.
So it's not just like set it and forget it.
Exactly. You really want to take an active role in optimizing it over time. And thankfully, Streamline NX gives you all these tools and these reports to do that. So you can analyze printing patterns, track user behavior, see which devices are being used heavily or not at all, and then use that information to make, you know, smarter decisions.
So I might discover that, my marketing department is printing everything in color
Right.
when they don't need to.
Exactly.
That we've got all these printers sitting idle, gathering dust.
Right, and then you can make those changes to your policies or, you know,
Right,
your.
be more efficient, save some money, all that good stuff.
Exactly.
Okay, but where do I even begin? I mean, it seems like there are so many different things to think about.
Right, it can be a little overwhelming. But the good news is Streamline NX has these built-in tools and features that can actually guide you through that optimization process.
Okay.
So, for example, you can set up alerts that will notify you if, let's say, certain thresholds are exceeded.
Okay.
So let's say there's a, you know, sudden spike in print volume, or if a device has been offline for, you know, an unusual amount of time.
So I can be proactive, fix those problems before
Exactly.
they become big problems.
Exactly.
What other kind of optimization features are we talking about here?
So another really powerful feature is the ability to create custom reports.
Okay.
So you can tailor these reports to focus on very specific metrics.
Oh, wow.
So, for example, you might want to track the cost of color printing by department, you know? Or maybe you want to see the environmental impact of your printing
Oh,
activities.
that's a good one.
Right.
See how much paper we're going through.
Exactly. And all of that can really help you make more informed decisions.
So it's about using the data to really be smart about it.
Exactly. And as you gather that data over time, you can refine your optimization strategies even
So
further.
it's not just a one-time thing, it's an ongoing process.
It's a journey.
I like that. A journey of print optimization. Okay, this is great. But we talk a lot about the technology and all these features, but ultimately there's a human element to all of this, right? What are some of the things that we need to keep in mind when we're thinking about, Streamline NX from that human perspective?
Yeah, I mean, technology can be amazing. It can streamline so many things, but at the end of the day, you know, people are the ones who are using it.
Right.
So one of the most crucial aspects of successfully implementing Streamline NX is user adoption.
Right.
You can have the most sophisticated print management system in the world, but if your users don't know how to use it,
Right, or they don't want to use it.
or they find workarounds, it's not going to be as effective.
Right.
So it's really important to invest in user training and communication.
Makes sense.
Make sure they understand the benefits, you know, how to use the features and the importance of security.
So training and communication are key, but it's not just about telling people what to do, right? It's about making them feel like they're part of the solution.
Exactly, exactly. You want to involve them in the process, you know, get their feedback, find out if they have concerns, make them feel like they're stakeholders.
Create that culture of, like, printing awareness and responsibility, I guess.
Exactly.
So everybody understands how important it is to use the system, you know, effectively, but then also securely.
Exactly. And when you empower your users like that, you really create a win-win situation for everybody.
This has been awesome. I mean, we covered a ton of ground today.
Yeah.
We, you know, started with the basics of, you know, just getting those devices connected. We talked about security all the way to user adoption. I feel like I learned a ton.
It's been a pleasure. I mean, it's clear that Streamline NX is really more than just, you know, a print management platform. It's really a strategic tool.
Absolutely.
That can really help organizations of all sizes work smarter, be more efficient, and, you know, stay secure.
And it's constantly evolving. I mean, that's the other thing that's really exciting is, you know, this isn't just a static platform.
Right.
They're adding new features, new integrations all the time.
Absolutely.
So it's exciting to see where it's going. But before we wrap up completely, is there anything else that our listeners should keep in mind as they, you know, maybe start their own Streamline NX journey? Anything we haven't touched on yet?
Yeah, I think a key takeaway is to think beyond just the technology itself.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
So technology is an enabler, right?
Right.
But it's only as effective as the people and the processes that support it. So as you're learning about Streamline NX and how to use it, don't just get bogged down in the technical details.
Right.
Think about how it can really align with, you know, your organizational goals, your workflows, your culture.
So it's about seeing Streamline NX as a strategic asset, not just a technical solution.
Exactly. And when you approach it with that mindset, you can really unlock its full potential. It's about really understanding your organization's specific needs and then using Streamline NX to build that perfect solution. Don't be afraid to kind of play around with the settings, look at those reports, really fine-tune it over time.
It's almost like, I don't know, like fine-tuning a musical instrument.
Yeah.
Where you're kind of constantly making these little adjustments to get that perfect sound.
Yeah, I like that. I like that analogy. It's about finding that harmony between your technology, your people, and your processes. And the nice thing is, as your organization changes, as your needs change, Streamline NX can change right along with you.
Right. It's flexible. It's scalable.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you know, kind of the future, you mentioned earlier that there are some exciting developments coming down the pipeline for Streamline NX. Anything you can share about what the future holds for this platform?
Well, the world of technology never sits still, right? So the team behind Streamline NX, they're constantly working on, you know, new features, new enhancements. And one area where we're seeing some really interesting stuff is in the realm of artificial intelligence.
AI. Everybody's talking about AI these days.
Right.
So how is Streamline NX going to use that to make print management even better?
Yeah, so it's still early days, but there are some really promising applications for this.
Okay.
So for example, imagine Streamline NX using AI to analyze your printing patterns and then proactively identify potential issues before they even happen.
Oh, wow. So instead of waiting for, you know, the printer to run out of toner or the, you know, the server to melt down, it's telling me, hey, heads up, this is coming.
Exactly, exactly. It's about moving from reactive problem solving to proactive prevention.
I like it.
And that's just one example, right? AI could be used to, you know, make print routing even more efficient, maybe personalize printing preferences, even automate some of those routine tasks that IT admins are always having to deal with.
So they can focus on the bigger picture. Wow, that's really cool. It sounds like AI could, I don't know, revolutionize the way we think about print management.
It really could. And the team is committed to really exploring all those possibilities, you know, seeing what AI can do. But even as they're embracing, you know, these cutting edge technologies, they're also very focused on making sure that Streamline NX stays user friendly.
Right. Because a powerful tool is useless if nobody knows how to use it.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, constantly making that interface better, making those workflows smoother.
So it's about finding that balance, right? between power and simplicity.
Exactly. Exactly. Streamline NX is all about giving you that control, that flexibility, but without making it overly complicated.
This has been amazing. I mean, we covered a ton of ground from, the nuts and bolts of getting those printers and scanners connected all the way to like the future of, print management and the cloud AI. I feel like I've learned a ton, and I'm sure our listeners have too.
Me too. It's been great. I mean, it's clear that Streamline NX is more than just, a simple solution. It's a really strategic tool that can help businesses of all sizes.
Absolutely. And as we've been talking about, it's always evolving, always improving. So it's exciting to see where they're going to take it next.
Absolutely. And if there's one thing I want our listeners to remember from all of this, it's that print management doesn't have to be this big headache.
Right.
With the right tools and the right strategies, it can be, a real asset to your organization.
And that is a perfect note to end on. That is your deep dive into Streamline NX printer and scanner integration. We hope you enjoyed it. Until next time, happy printing.